Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. I invite you to join the OU Women's Initiative this Motzai Shabbos, September 17th, for Slichot Night of Inspiration with Michal Horowitz and Razi Chechik. The video presentation can be watched on demand at ou.org/women/YR22. Wishing each of you and your family a Ksiva V'chasima Tova, a year filled with health, happiness, and holiness. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu chapter 28. In the last Perek, Yirmiyahu wore a yoke around his neck to symbolize that all the nations in the region should accept Nebuchadnezzar as their sovereign. The Perek ends contradicting the nevuos of the false prophets. They say that the items in Bavel will return to Israel shortly. Yirmiyahu says that not only will they remain in Bavel, but the rest of the items in the Beis HaMikdash will also be plundered and brought to Bavel. They will only return to Yehuda in the times of Koresh. This parak describes an interaction that Yirmiyahu had with a false Navi named Hanania, who insisted that the Gullus would be over in 2 years and broke the wooden yoke that Yirmiyahu was carrying on his neck. This parak begins with the word Bereshis in the beginning. It says this happened in the beginning of the reign of Sidkiyahu. And then the Pasuk tells us that it happened in the 4th year, in the 5th month. The two halves of the Pasuk seem to contradict each other, as beginning generally means the 1st year or two, and not year 4 out of an 11-year reign. Why does the Perek start with the word Bereshis? We had seen this phrase in Perek Chavav when discussing the beginning of Yehoyakim's reign, and there are a number of interpretations offered. Chazal comments on both Prakim that the word Bereshis is said to teach a lesson. Hashem wanted to return the world to its original form, to Tohu Vavohu, to the state of Bereshis at the beginning of creation. Only because of Tzidkiyahu, who was righteous, did Hashem maintain the creation at this time. The Malbim says that Nebuchadnezzar appointed Tzidkiyahu as second in command during the reign of Yehoyakim. The 4th year of Yehoyakim was the 1st year of Nebuchadnezzar. So this is talking about that time. Mitzvah's David says that this pasuk is referring to the actual 1st year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, which was also the 4th year in the Shemitah cycle. The Jewish people were exiled because they missed 70 Shemitos. Tzidkiyahu will be the king for one full Shemitah cycle before the nation is exiled, so the count of the Shemitah year is significant. Rabbi Landy, in Understanding Sefer Yirmiyahu, has yet another explanation. He says that in the 3rd year of Tzidkiyahu, there was an attempted coup in Bavel. This raised people's hopes that maybe the end of Nebuchadnezzar was coming. This parak took place in the 4th year, shortly after the rebellion in Bavel. At this time, Hanania ben Azor, who was a Navi Sheker, addresses Yirmiyahu in front of the Kohanim and the nation. It is like a debate. Hanania will state his position, Yirmiyahu will state his counter-arguments, all in front of the Kohanim and the Am, the regular people, who we have seen are not fans of negative nevuos. Verse 2, Hanania says, using the style and language of a legitimate Navi, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. So says Hashem, the God of war, the God of Israel, Lemor, saying, Shavarti es ol melech Bavel. I have broken the yoke of the king of Bavel. Hanania ben Azor is saying the exact opposite of what Yirmiyahu said in the last parak. How could Hanania argue with someone who is a Navi Hashem, who speaks Hashem? Is he suicidal? The Abarbanel says that Hanania had a dream, which he thought was a prophetic vision, but really it was just a dream that he dreamed at night. His nevuah continues and gets even more specific. Hanania says that at the end of 2 years, Hashem will return to this place as called Klei Beis Hashem Asher Lakach Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, all the vessels of Hashem's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel, took away from this place. In addition, Yechonya ben Yoyakin and all those exiled to Bavel, Ani Meshiv El HaMakom Hazen Om Hashem, I will return to this place, Ki Eshbor as Ol Melech Bavel, because I will break the yoke of the king of Bavel. Hanania is claiming that they will be able to return, as the people will be free to come and go as they please. Yirmiyahu steps up to address this crowd who is standing listening to this debate. He begins, verse 6, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem. Amen, so it should be, Hashem should do this. Yakem Hashem es Vrecha Asher Nibesa. Hashem should uphold your words that you prophesied. Yes, all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash should return from Bavel. Yirmiyahu says amen, but he is not legitimizing this Navi. He is saying that it would be nice if what Hananiah was saying was accurate. He is also saying, says the Ma'abin, that the essence of what Hananiah is saying is true. The vessels of the Beis HaMikdash will return to Israel. Hananiah's timeline and Hashem's timeline are just different. Hananiah says it will happen in 2 years, and Yirmiyahu says it will happen in 70. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf 36, says that when one says Amen, it has three elements. There is an element of an oath within it, there is an element of acceptance of the statement and agreement with it, and then there is an element of confirmation of this statement, that he believes and prays that the statement will be fulfilled. When Yirmiyahu heard a positive idea regarding the Jewish people, he said, yes, amen, I am confirming that this statement is something that I want. If Yirmiyahu said amen to a false Navi for something which he knew wasn't true, then we can see how important it is for us to say amen when we daven or when we hear positive words about another person. Chazal say, though, that when Yirmiyahu said amen, there was an element of flattery. He was trying to placate Hananiah. They say that one who flatters an evil person will fall into his hands, or into the hands of his sons, or the hands of his grandsons. Indeed, in Perek Lamed Zion, chapter 37, Yirmiyahu is captured by a man named Shelemiah ben Hananiah. He was told by his father, while his father lay on his deathbed, that he should avenge his father's death. Yirmiyahu continues, even though I would like the nevuah to come true, verse 7, Achshma no hadavar hazeh. Nevertheless, listen now to this word that will contradict what you are saying. Yirmiyahu is saying this publicly. He is not sugarcoating or hiding his negative message. The rule with nevuah is that Hashem can rescind a negative nevuah if the people improve. Hashem is also Erech HaPayim. He delays punishment. So any negative nevuah may or may not happen. However, Hashem will always fulfill a positive nevuah, even if it's given on a condition. Here, Hananiah gave a very precise prophecy, which needs to happen for the Navi to be legitimate. The nation will be able to see, in only 2 years' time, who is the true Navi and who is the false Navi. Yirmiyahu continues and explains why his nevuos are generally negative. Hashem doesn't give nevuos to make people feel good. Hashem shares a nevuah with the nation with the goal that they will learn a lesson and improve. True Nevi'im have always prophesied El Aratzos Rabos V'al Mamlachos Gedolos L'Milchama U'L'Ra'a U'L'Daver, against many countries and against many great kingdoms, about war and evil and pestilence. Hashem shares a nevuah when there is a need to prevent death and destruction. It is rare for a Navi to have positive nevuos. When would there be a positive nevuah? The nation needs to have some proof that a Navi can be trusted. Hashem gives that Navi a very short-term positive nevuah so that when the positive thing happens, the nation knows who are the true Nevi'im. Hananiah is unhappy with Yirmiyahu's response, calling him a false Navi and explaining why being positive is a red flag. He takes bold, dramatic action. Verse 10, Vayikach Hananiah Hanavi es hamota me'al tzavar Yirmiyahu Hanavi vayishberehu. Hananiah takes the rod from off the prophet Yirmiyahu's neck and breaks it. According to the Malbim, we learned in Perek Yotes, chapter 19, that when Yirmiyahu broke the bottle while sharing a negative nevuah, that caused the nevuah to have a definitiveness that wouldn't have happened had the nevuah not had an action associated with it. When a Navi does an action with a negative nevuah, that nevuah will not be rescinded. Yirmiyahu is wearing the yoke, which is an action predicting the rise of Nebuchadnezzar. By breaking Yirmiyahu's symbolic action, Hananiah is saying he can counteract Yirmiyahu's action with a different action. Hananiah doubles down on his nevuah. He says in verse 11, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Kacha eshbor es ol Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel ba'od shenasayim yamim. So will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel, in another 2 years. Me'al tzavar kol hagayim, from on all the necks of all the nations. Yirmiyahu does not respond and goes on his way. He sees that there is nothing to be gained by debating any further, and it could be dangerous, which is an important lesson to know when to just back off and walk away when a person is heated and can get violent. Soon after this episode with Hananiah, Hashem appears to Yirmiyahu and tells him to go and say to Hananiah, verse 13, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Motos eitz shavarta. You broke bars of wood that are pliable and have some give. Vasisa tachtehem motos barzel. And you put in their stead bars of iron that can never be broken. Since Hananiah denied a legitimate nevuah, he has strengthened the case for punishing Yehuda, so the yoke and servitude will now be even stronger than before. Yirmiyahu now says, verse 14, Ol barzel nasati al tzavar kol hagayim ha'ele, lavod es nevuchanetzar melech bavel, v'avaduhu. I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all the nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, and they shall serve him. V'gam es chayas hasada nasati lo. I have also given him the beasts of the field. As we said, Nebuchadnezzar rides on a lion, he has a snake wrapped around his neck, he has power over both man and beast over the entire known world. After amending his nevuah and strengthening the consequence, Yirmiyahu now calls out Hananiah. He says, Shmana Hananiah, hear now Hananiah. Lo shalacha cha Hashem. Hashem didn't send you. V'ata hivtachta es ha'am hazeh al shaker. You still make the people trust in a lie. This kind of nevuah is the ultimate in cruelty. Hananiah gave the people hope and took away their chance to do tshuva while there was still the opportunity for things to change. Verse 16, Lachain, the consequence is going to be swift and it will be done in public. Hashem says, Hineni mishalechacha me'al pnei ha'adama. Behold, I will send you away from off the face of the earth. Hashana atames, this year you shall die. Indeed, verse 17, Vayamas Hananiah Hanavi Bashana Ahi Bachodesh Hashvi'i. Hananiah, the prophet, died the same year in the seventh month. Chazal say that he actually died in the sixth month on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He made his children swear that they would bury him after Rosh Hashanah and obscure the day of his actual death to make Yirmiyahu look like a Navi Sheker. In this parak, a Navi Sheker named Hananiah directly confronts Yirmiyahu and contradicts his nevuah that the nations must submit to Nebuchadnezzar and that all their possessions will be looted. He breaks the wooden yoke on Yirmiyahu's neck, which results in a more final and severe punishment. We can learn an important lesson from this parak. Positive nevuos are very rare, while negative nevuos are shared to help people improve and become the best version of themselves. That's sort of what life is like. When we have challenges, oftentimes it brings out our strengths that we had lying dormant that we never knew about, but were now actualized. We should never ask for troubles. But if we are faced with a challenge, we can look at it in two different ways. We can look at it like the Nevi'i Sheker did, that it is a sign of disgust between Hashem and his people, or we can look at it like Yirmiyahu did, where everything Hashem does is a sign that Hashem cares about us and wants to help us improve our lives. We can ask Hashem for help with our challenges, as this is what he is looking for. And we can realize that the challenge shows that there is hope for the future, and we can always change and become our best selves. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas, Alexander Sender.